Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Exploring Abandonment is a collection by local artist Becky Bennett. This weekend, an opening reception in Ruston features her work. Joining me by phone are North Central Louisiana Art Council's Sophia Maris and Becky Bennett. Sophia, Becky, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Bob.
Sophia, the council highlights the work of Becky coming up this Sunday. Take a moment to introduce us to Becky Bennett.
Well, Becky Bennett is an artist who applied for our year-round series of exhibitions sometime last spring. And when these artists apply, we take their work and try and best fit it to a certain location. We have a few gallery spaces. And Becky Bennett's paintings fit best in Crescent City Coffee. She is actually a business professor at Louisiana Tech and has chosen painting as you know, not a hobby, but something to invest herself in. She's mostly self-taught with a few classes that I'll let her elaborate on later, but she'll have paintings in Crescent City this Sunday.
Well, does this collection include her most recent work, or is it a collection of some now and some from her past?
I believe it's most of her recent work, yes. She has a nice, large body of work. We had a hard time fitting things into Crescent City, actually.
Well, that's good to hear, I guess, in some degree. Well, Becky, congratulations on the opening of your exhibit. And Becky, I'm sure there's been a lot of time and dedication to these works. Share about your approach in creating this collection.
Okay, Bob. I paint mostly on canvas, and so I use a latex or acrylic paint. The exhibit's called Exploring Abandonment, and I've gotten some ribbing from that because to me as an artist, there's a balance between control and abandonment, and so I like the abandonment part because the rest of my life is so controlled, but I guess my colleagues thought I was feeling depressed and abandoned, so.
Well, business professor and artist, when did you first start delving into art?
Well, I've only been painting for about 4 years. So as far as a recent versus past collection, it's all pretty recent for me. So I took a class at Louisiana Tech through continuing ed about 4 years ago from Douglas Walton. And I've taken, sat in on some of his workshops since then and learned a lot from him and his students and went to Dallas for a class. And then other than that, it's just been reading books and picking up things and just experimenting.
What influenced you into getting into art? Is that something that's been lifelong or recently?
Well, actually, ever since I was a kid, I tried to draw and use pastels. I don't think I really tried to paint, but I was never very good at it. But my parents bought me an easel and an art set, and so they tried to support me, but I just felt like I wasn't very good at it. And so a friend of mine is a painter locally, Jan Thibault, and she encouraged me to take one of Douglas's classes, and I said, but I can't draw, I can't paint. And she said, well, come, just try it. So that's been great for me, and I enjoy painting with her and another friend regularly.
Well, what were some of the things that inspired you and ideas for this collection in Exploring Abandonment?
Well, most of my paintings are abstract, so mm-hmm. I just like the way the colors move together. I guess nature inspires me, and then sometimes it'll be an object, a drawing, just a simple drawing of a cat or a bird, or there's some peppers in the painting. My sister-in-law has a catering business, and so I wanted to do something for her kitchen, so I did that. Or I know somebody likes cats, so it's that simple, but the more abstract ones is just the way the colors combine and work together.
Well, how or has your process changed from previous works? Do you still approach things in the same way as far as ideas and the way you create your art?
I think so. I mean, I started on watercolor paper, so moving to canvas, it's a little bit different, and I probably use more and different texture than I started with, but my paintings are pretty similar. They're probably less controlled than they were at the beginning where I started with more drawings and figures.
Yeah. Well, where do you see your work headed? Are there paintings already taking shape, or an idea, or another theme on the way? Catching your breath?
I really enjoy it, and I'm looking forward to the summer when I have a little more time to paint. And I have three teenage sons and a husband at home, so it's a great escape for me to just go in my art studio and paint away. So I just enjoy, you know, thinking about it and letting the colors come together.
Well, Becky, again, congratulations on the collection, and we'll look forward to that reception. But, Sophia, I'd like to ask you a little bit about, when we talk about the North Central Louisiana Arts Council, and what are the objectives that are reached in featuring local artists in receptions and exhibits like this?
Well, we try to have a variety of artists, a lot of local, but we've had a few from outlying areas, and really getting these artists into the community and into the public eye, so it's offering opportunities to those artists to show their work and expanding that, you know, range of their audience. And when we have exhibitions in Crescent City Coffee, that's a prime location because it's such a high traffic area, and you don't just have a typical artwork audience viewing the work. Everyone is really exposed to it. You know, anyone who goes in to get their morning coffee or tea is going to see some amazing artwork on the wall and perhaps be inspired or really be interested in maybe, you know, going to another exhibition. So we always hope to expand that group of people.
Well, Sophia, what time will the reception be coming up this Sunday afternoon?
It will be from 2 to 4 p.m. on, Sunday afternoon.
And if someone would like to find out more information, how can they do so and get in touch with NCLAC?
Well, the best way would be online. We have a blog and a website. Website is nclart.org, and blog is nclac@wordpress.com. And we're always updating our blog and website, so those are really the best ways. Also a Facebook page.
Becky Bennett, Sophia Maris with the North Central Louisiana Arts Council, thanks for joining us. You can hear this and other Lanyap podcasts by visiting The Listening Room online at kedm.org.